It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The midterm election is less than a month away. As part of our ongoing series of candidate interviews, today we'll hear from Patrick Baird, the Libertarian candidate for Lieutenant Governor. He's a Navy veteran and an author, according to his campaign website, and he currently works as a patient advocate. He faces Green Party candidate Tiffany Anderson, Democrat Mandela Barnes, Republican incumbent Rebecca Clefish, and Independent Will Loesch. Patrick Baird, welcome to the Morning Show.
Thank you, John.
First of all, why are you running for a lieutenant governor?
Well, I'm running for lieutenant governor. My running partner, Phil Anderson, who's running for governor, asked me to run with him. I was happy to say yes. Phil and I share the same ideals in terms of our principles of limited government and more freedom for individuals and communities. So it was a perfect match, and I'm happy to have been on the road for the last over more than the last year or so with Phil spreading those views.
You're running against four other people in the midterms, Green Party candidate Tiffany Anderson, Democrat Mandela Barnes, Republican incumbent Rebecca Clefish, and Independent Will Loesch. What sets you apart from your opponents?
What sets Phil and I apart from any of the other parties or candidates that are running is that we're the only candidates that are advocating sincerely and seriously for limited government and more individual freedom. The Republicans like to pay lip service to those principles, but in practice, they tend to do just the opposite. We're very serious about reducing the size and scope of the power in Madison, returning more local control to local communities, and making sure that individuals have more personal freedom in their lives.
How does your experience prepare you to be lieutenant governor?
Well, I've been working in the healthcare area for about 15 years now. I've currently working as a patient advocate. I'm on the front lines of the health insurance industry every day, fighting on behalf of patients to get coverage for their services and to get their claims paid. So I'm very, as far as that issue goes, I'm very familiar with it, and that's one of the primary issues that's being discussed here in the campaign this year. In addition to that, I've got years of experience working in marketing and communications, so I certainly could help, if nothing else, I could help Phil, if elected, to get that message out there to the public.
What do you see as Wisconsin's biggest challenge right now?
Well, from our perspective, the biggest challenge is the economy, that we believe that a economy that's based on crony capitalism, which is what you have now with the Republicans in charge, exemplified by the Foxconn deal, where corporations get special tax breaks, special deals, outright handouts from the government, and in many cases, companies that don't really need the help, which is certainly the case, I believe, with Kimberly-Clark. That's an economy that is not sustainable and is not going to grow in an organic way. So what we're in favor of, we're advocating the elimination of the state income tax. Obviously, that benefits individuals, but we also believe that would benefit the economy by allowing those businesses that file through personal income tax, small businesses in particular, to get a tax break that they could plow back into their businesses to help the economy. We need to have an economy that's based on actual free market rather than on whoever is politically connected or maybe giving campaign donations to those in power in Madison.
So how would you actually bring about that kind of change?
Well, obviously, we'd have to work with the legislature. Anything that we propose, anything that we do, I wouldn't say anything. There's a few things the governor has power to do on his own, but most things, we would have to work with whoever's in charge of the legislature. And that's one of the advantages of being a third party, is that we're not going to go to Madison having to worry about protecting our legislative majority or trying to get a legislative majority. I mean, we'd love to have one someday, but we're a ways away from that currently. So Phil would be able to work with both sides. He'd be able to find common ground with Democrats on some issues. He'd be able to find common grounds with Republicans on other issues. And he'd be able to broker compromise that would actually work for the people of Wisconsin rather than the current system, which is all about two parties going at each other with hammer and tongs, in between the elections trying to gain advantage. So I think we would work as an honest broker, and we would find ways to advance our agenda through finding common grounds with the two parties.
Patrick Baird is a Libertarian candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. We're talking to all of the Lieutenant Governor candidates on Wisconsin Public Radio, as well as other people running for office in the state. Patrick, you and fellow Libertarian Philip Anderson are running for Lieutenant Governor and Governor, respectively. And you just mentioned that if elected, you both say you'll eliminate the state income tax. That helps fund our public schools, Medicaid, among other line items. If we eliminate this tax, where do you make up for the funding that would no longer be available?
Well, there's seven other states that don't have an income tax. And those states, they have universities, they have public schools, they have services through the government. They just fund them differently. We're really promoting local control in this election. That's one of our biggest issues. We believe that the discussions and the debate over spending priorities, taxation, those should all be held wherever possible on the local level. Getting rid of the income tax would allow that debate to happen in your own community, where you could, with your neighbors, debate and decide what priorities were important to you in your community, rather than having Madison take that money, take a cut, take some of it and spend it on whatever they want to spend it on, give a portion of it back to you. But when they give a portion of it back to you, they attach all kinds of strings that limit local control and limit what you can do in your own schools and in your own community. So we think it's a very inefficient system to rely on income tax to fund our schools and other services. Obviously, there's some things that the state will still need to do, and we can find innovative ways to pay for those services. But as I said before, anything that we do is going to have to be done through the legislature. So eliminating the income tax is not something that Phil is going to be able to wave a magic wand and make it happen. It's something that we'd have to work with the legislature to work towards. Obviously we'd have to identify areas of savings in government, but there'd also be a shift from the state down to the local level in terms of taxation.
Okay, so the role of lieutenant governor doesn't currently have a lot of authority under Wisconsin's constitution. How would you use the role to make a measurable difference in Wisconsin?
Well, Phil and I have talked about that, and Phil views me as a partner in governing. And I would take whatever role Phil needed me to take, whether it was being an advocate for certain issues, whether it was working directly with members of the legislature as a go-between. Whatever Phil needed me to do, that's what I would do. I would be a lot more actively involved than, let's say, some previous lieutenant governors might have been. For instance, I won't point any fingers, but I know that there's at least one recent lieutenant governor who was not the first choice of her governor candidate. That's not the case with Phil and I. Phil and I are good friends, and he was the guy that he wanted me to run with him. So we'll be good partners in any governing relationship.
I want to go back to the tax question again, because this is a really big deal. A lot of the other states that don't have a state income tax have some sort of natural resource tax or extraction tax, may have some resources like natural gas or oil or something like that that helps to fund their state government. Wisconsin doesn't really have any of that. So what other sources of revenue are there? You talk about innovative ways to pay for things. Could you name one?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to be honest with your listeners. Those states also depend more heavily on property taxes and sales taxes. So there would be a shift from the income tax to sales taxes and property taxes. But as I said, the reason that we favor that is that it's much easier to have a debate about spending priorities at your local level than it is to try to influence Madison to reduce spending. So that's the main reason we want to do that. Now, there are certainly fees and other designated taxes like the gas tax. I mean, we like the gas tax because it's designated for one purpose, and it works pretty well in funding our roads. So, you know, we'd look at those sorts of things. We'd look and see what some of the other states do have revenue through gas or other natural resources. But we look at all the other things that they do, and we try to follow their lead to see what might work for Wisconsin.
There's a lot of talk these days about the role of money in our elections and in politics in general. What do you think about the role of money in elections?
We've been very strong coming out against crony capitalism. Libertarians are often accused of, if the libertarians were in charge, the corporations would run wild. That's absolutely not true at all. That's corporatism. That's the system we have now, where corporations and special interests go to Washington, they go to Madison, they use their money and their power to influence politicians to do their bidding and to craft legislation and regulations that favor them. They get tax breaks. They get handouts from the government. We are 100% against that. We've been very vocal coming out against the Foxconn deal. We like to see an economy that's based on merit, where quality products, quality services, price, all of those are the things that determine who wins in the marketplace, not how connected you are. So if you want to get all that dirty money out of politics, if you're sick of all those TV ads that you have to put up with every 2 years, get the power out of Madison and Washington. Shift it down to your local level. That's how you're going to do that.
Patrick Baird, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, John.
Patrick Baird is a Libertarian candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.